Heathrow Airport in London, Europe's busiest airport, is closed this morning because of a power cut caused by a large fire at a nearby electrical substation. Over 1,300 flights are being cancelled, including around 52 are from here. Lots of planes already in the sky are and have been diverted to other airports across Europe or turned back, and there are knock-on effects at lots more airports, including those here. Our reporter Carol Coleman is at Dublin Airport this morning. Morning, Carol. Tell us what's happening there.
Good morning, Gavin. I'm here at Terminal 1. And despite that big news coming out of London this morning, many passengers bound for Heathrow have turned up here. Some had heard about the closure en route in the taxi, but decided to keep coming anyway to try and change their plans here. Others found out in the queue, literally. I spoke to one couple who didn't know that the flights to Heathrow had been cancelled. So the two airlines that are most affected here are British Airways and Aer Lingus, because they are the ones that fly into London Heathrow. Ryanair is not affected as it goes to Stansted. So what's happening here is that they are trying to get rebooked by those companies on alternative flights. There are flights going to other airports in the UK, and some people have managed to get on those, and others are waiting to see if they can be accommodated. So I spoke to a number of passengers who are here at the airport trying to get home or to their holiday or business destinations.
Headed to Chicago, the flight to Heathrow was cancelled, the flight from Heathrow to the US was cancelled. I'm in limbo until I can find out alternative possibilities.
You're going home after a holiday here?
Yes, my husband and I have been here for a month, so we're trying to get back.
So you're prepared for a long day?
Oh, yes. We'll figure out what else we can do in Dublin.
Yeah, actually, I came from Canada, and I was going to Heathrow, but actually, I'm going north to Nottingham, so I'm going to reroute to Birmingham, and I might get there around the same time, so not too bad for me.
It is unusual to see Heathrow Airport closed for an entire day.
Yeah, shocking. I fly there all the time and I've never seen that happen before, and it's massive disruption, I'm sure, for a lot of people.
Yeah, our flight has been cancelled. We're exchange students and right now we're going to London to do a tourist trip.
Everybody tired? Where did you come from?
Argentina.
So you flew in from Argentina and now you're stuck here?
Yes.
Oh, so are you tired?
Yes.
Do you think you'll get there soon?
We hope so.
Yeah.
And how long was the flight from Argentina?
Like 12 hours, yes.
You must be exhausted.
We are.
How are you inconvenienced this morning?
Very. Just trying to get back home now by any means. But I booked a flight for this afternoon to go to Southampton. But yeah, it would have been nice to have got home, but I live actually about an hour from Southampton, but I've got to sit at the airport for 7 hours before it can go, so it's going to be a bit chaotic today.
So I was going to London Heathrow this morning with my friend to see two plays in London this weekend, but I have to say, give credit to Aer Lingus, they were super helpful, and we've been rebooked to Manchester today, and hopefully Heathrow will be open on Sunday and we can get back to Dublin.
Woke up this morning at 3 o'clock to the headline, Heathrow closed, and I thought, oh my God, heart attack, I have a wedding in New York tomorrow. But just got in the car anyway from Enniskillen and was in this queue to see what might happen. The heavens helped me and I got an email to say we've rebooked you on the direct Aer Lingus flight, so I am happy out.
You're going to make that wedding.
I'm going to make that wedding.
It's an important one.
And he's the father of the groom.
Oh, best of luck.
And I'm his godmother.
Oh, best of luck.
Stall that wedding. Carol, so how long is this disruption going to last?
It's going to last all day, Gavin, and beyond. Two flights in the next hour are cancelled, and looking up at the board, that you can see that every flight to London Heathrow is now showing up red and cancelled. 17 flights, according to Graham McQueen of the Dublin Airport Authority, 17 flights in and 17 flights out will be affected. Now, they are telling everybody else to come to the airport as normal. So if you're going on a short-haul flight, 2 hours, three for your long-haul flight. But they are warning people to expect further knock-on cancellations as this problem works its way through the system today and possibly for the coming days.
Carol, thank you. That's our reporter Carol Coleman at Dublin Airport. Let's go to the Midwest, to Shannon Airport. The CEO, Mary Considine, is on the line. Morning, Mary.
Good morning, Gavin.
Many people who are expecting to be in London this morning are in County Clare, I gather.
Well, I suppose, as you've heard there in Carol's interview already,
The Heathrow flights are being impacted, but everything else is operating as normal. And indeed, earlier this morning, our team and the airport took a number of flight diversions from transatlantic carriers, British Airways, United and Virgin, who were already en route from the US into Heathrow, and they diverted into Shannon. So the first of those flights arrived at 4:26 and the last of those arrived just before 5:40 this morning. So we're helping those passengers through and they're being reaccommodated by the airline. So yes, a lot of activity this morning in Shannon.
Are you expecting any more diverted flights to Shannon today?
Well, I suppose it is an evolving situation and the airlines are grappling with it. I think those particular ones that were already en route, obviously diverted in, airlines then subsequent to that were making decisions to turn back or change routing. So, you know, we will monitor it throughout the day.
What's your advice then to people who are on their way to the airport today or who have flights planned from Shannon to London?
Well, I think anyone planning to travel to London today with Aer Lingus, Ryanair are operating as normal, but the Heathrow flights, I think they should contact their airline and everything else is operating as normal. So they should come to the airport as normal for everything else, but contact Aer Lingus in relation to the Heathrow flights today.
Heathrow are hoping that everything will be back up and running by the end of today. They've cancelled flights until midnight tonight. How long do you expect this disruption to last for you?
Well, I imagine there will be a knock on, but we are hoping that, you know, things will be back up and operating as quickly as possible. And I know Aer Lingus are making contact directly with airlines to try and rebook them or offer alternative routings. But it's too early to say.
A lot of people asking the question in London this morning, how Heathrow Airport was brought to the close by this fire at a substation, why there wasn't backup. What would be the plan if there was a fire affecting Shannon in this way?
Well, I suppose as part of our contingency planning, we would be working very closely, and we do with the ESB around backup power lines into the airport. And ordinarily, you know, if you have a power dip, as we've had in the past, your generators kick in, so it shouldn't impact on operations. But obviously, I don't know the specifics of this, so it wouldn't be appropriate to comment.
Mary Constant, CEO of Shannon Airport, thank you. Let's speak now to the CEO of Click and Go Holidays and Vice President of the Irish Travel Agents Association, Paul Hackett. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
What's your advice to passengers today who are caught up in all of this?
I think for anybody with a Heathrow flight with Aer Lingus or BA, my advice would be not to travel to the airport, to contact your airline, or if you're booked with a travel agent, to contact your travel agent directly. I think for all other passengers, proceed to the airports as normal, like Dublin, Cork, Shannon and Knock are all impacted as they all have flights to Heathrow Airport. Aer Lingus and BA are the only two airlines affected. Ryanair is not affected. Aer Lingus are doing all they can in their power to reroute people through other routes, as you heard in some of the reports earlier. So it's a difficult one for passengers, both inbound and outbound. And there's two types of passengers, really, that travel through Heathrow. It's passengers going to London to stay in London for a period of time for work or for leisure. And then there's passengers traveling onward. In both cases, those flights are going to be cancelled. But for the onward passengers, the outbound flight from Heathrow to their destination will be cancelled. So there is no point in them leaving Ireland until there is a full rerouting or rebooking of that flight for them.
Tomorrow, if Heathrow reopens tomorrow and as normal, will tomorrow's flights, people travelling tomorrow, take priority over those cancelled today, or how is it going to work?
That is the case. People with confirmed bookings for travel Saturday, Sunday, Monday have priority over anybody who is cancelled today. But all of the airlines would be looking to use any capacity possible to facilitate people. There will be knock-on effects. There are aircraft in the wrong position. There are crew in the wrong position, as we've heard there from Mary Considine and Shannon. So this will take some time to work through. But the travel industry and the airline industry is well used to situations like this, and they will work to resolve things for the passenger. For the customer, the airlines have a duty of care. They have to reroute or refund the passengers if they cannot facilitate them. And our advice would be where you're booked with a travel agent, contact that travel agent. They can get onto the reservation systems and find you the alternative routing necessary to get you sorted.
Paul Hackett, CEO of Click and Go Holidays, thank you very much for speaking with us.